I like to say that radio can bring people together. Radio has a history of informing and entertaining communities, and there are a lot of low-power radio stations around here that serve neighborhoods and towns, and they're doing some really great work. So, we highlight that work in our occasional segment that we like to call Low Power to the People.
Tune to WIDELP 99.1 FM.
Citywide Radio continues now with our weekday schedule, featuring music the rest of the morning, story classics at noon.
Hi, neighbors and WIDELP listeners. This is Dave Bluen with the Volunteer Adopt Ice program at Westmoreland Park. Each winter season, neighborhood volunteers help make great outdoor ice at the.
And for this edition of Low Power to the People, we head up to Madison, Wisconsin, and check in with the good folks at WIDELP 99.1 FM. On the phone with us today is co-chair and program director Bob Park and his wife, secretary and treasurer of the board, Barbara Park. Bob and Barbara, welcome to Outside the Loop.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So tell us about the station. Give us an overview of what your station is.
Well, we use the slogan Progressive Voices on the Air, and we like to provide a combination of talk and music, and the talk shows are emphasizing progressive voices in areas of politics and science and religion.
And so you're giving an opportunity for, as you say, progressive voices to be on the air. And so you're broadcasting at 100 watts of power, and you're serving primarily the west side of Madison, as I understand it. But you're broadcasting from your garage, is that right?
Well, actually, we started in our garage.
Yeah, we used to do that at the beginning. Yeah, he went to the first meeting and came home and said, "Would you mind having a radio station in our garage?" And I said, "No, that's okay."
That's cool. So where are you broadcasting from now?
Now we're broadcasting from another garage, some people we know, closer to Central Madison. And that was started after the two partners broke up. They started their own station in Monona, and we were off the air for a while and got set up to broadcast from a location also West Madison, but not as far southwest as we are.
Which includes a very tall pine tree.
Right. That was the only way we could really install an antenna at treetop level was to put it on the top of a pine tree.
I was going to ask you, I mean, if you're broadcasting from a garage, so that is where the radio station is in this garage, and at some point you have to have an antenna. You have to have this transmitter to sort of, shoot this signal out to the masses. And you put it on top of a tree.
Yep, the cable goes out of the garage and up the tree, and I climb the tree whenever I need to maintain the antenna.
I love that. I mean, just to get local voices out, I mean, that's dedication right there to, do the transmitter antenna maintenance to climb up that tree. And so talking about local voices, I think that's, one of the reasons why we highlight these different low-power stations across the area. It's really important to get local voices out there, voices of the community. So I want to ask you, how does the community of Madison that you serve work to shape the radio station and the work that you do at WIDELP?
Well, we have a lot of social activism in our area. So from time to time, I get out to rallies and record the speakers at the rallies and broadcast them. Well, most stations will just have a sound bite of what was said at a rally, if anything at all, but we broadcast the whole presentation of the different speakers.
It's gotten to the point where people see him and say, "Oh, you're the radio guy."
I guess that's a good reputation to have. I mean, you've got your microphone, you've got your recorder, and you're trying to get, again, the message out to people that this is what our community is about, this is what we're doing here in this area of Madison. And so I got to think that, people really appreciate that. How has the response been to what you do with your low power station?
Well, it's a tough area to get listeners because there's so many things available. We have full power WORT, our community radio station that's been around for a lot longer than we have.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, one of the chief people there, Norm Stockwell, helped us get our station going. And he's now left radio to go and become publisher of the Progressive magazine. But we still get assistance from him from time to time when we have technical difficulties.
You know, Madison sort of has this storied history, I think, when we talk about activism, we talk about social issues as really being on the forefront in terms of getting the message out there that these progressive issues are important to people of all different backgrounds and varieties, and different voices are important to feature. And, you know, we have, I'm sure you know, an election coming up in 2020. What do you think is your station's role in that? Because, boy, we have a lot of messages going on right now with what's going on in the current political climate. But what do you see as your station's role coming up in the next year?
Well, one of the things we're currently broadcasting is a 3-minute daily summary of election information from a community station in Iowa that's going out on Pacifica Network. So we brought that set a couple of times a day, and we use a public news service, a 6-minute news summary. And when there's a local events, some of those we may either record or get interviews from at our big sister station, WORT, where we have a local program sharing agreement. So we can use anything that they produce locally on our station. That'll include interviews with people who have opinions about the election.
Well, there's a lot going on, as we know, and especially in Madison. And WIDELP 99.1 FM is a radio station, a community radio station that aims to get voices on the air to talk about important issues in the community of Madison, Wisconsin. Check out WIDELP.org. And if you're in Madison, you can check out 99.1 FM. Bob Park is the co-chair and program director of WIDELP. And his wife, Barbara Park, is the secretary and treasurer of that station. Bob and Barbara, thank you so much for talking to us today. I really appreciate it. Best of luck with everything in the future. And hey, keep that antenna and that transmitter working on top of that tree.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.